And now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has evolved a very delicate plan which will save the tangled situation in which two women and two men are involved. But like all such plans, it often goes astray. And tonight, while Dr. Cater and Oriane are arguing outside the Goldberg house, Molly's explaining to Jake what she expects of the whole business. Cater, of course, wants to force the issue. He wants Oriane to say right out and out that she promised to marry Wade. And Oriane isn't saying anything. Meanwhile, Molly keeps a weather eye open for upsets. Listen.
Molly, please.
Yes.
It's time for bed.
Oh,
it's late. What are you waiting for?
I thought I'd wait for Orion to come in the house.
She's sitting in the car and talking to Dr. Cater. They have plenty to talk about. Let him talk.
You go up there, darling. I just wanted to see.
What?
I have to watch everything so carefully, Jay, darling. It's a delicate situation.
Too delicate. Remember, Molly, I'm warning you.
I know, Jay, but...
What do you know? Don't forget, Mr. Ray is not an ordinary individual. You can twist me around your little finger, but you can't twist everybody else.
Am I twisting?
If Mr. Ray is in love with Dorian, and he asks her to marry him, and she didn't say no, what does it mean? To Mr. Ray, it can only mean yes. Remember, Molly?
I know, Jay, but I'm...
There's no but. She's not going to give it up unless she tells him outright and straightforward, I don't love you.
That Orion wouldn't do.
And tell me why.
Because she wouldn't.
Because she don't want to hurt his feelings.
Mr. Ray didn't bother in prison, Ray, darling. If Mr. Ray didn't suffer...
If she is so magnanimous, let her marry him irregardless, love or no love. But I can't see all these dilly-dallying.
Jay, darling, why don't you want to understand the whole complete situation? Why don't you understand? Please, can't you see, Jay, darling, if it would be possible to give up Orianne, believing that she loves him... Then Mr. Ray at least will have the satisfaction of a great sacrifice and the memory of a great love that he gave up for what he believed was right.
And what's right?
That he should pay back all the people that lost their life saving through him and for what he went to jail.
And you can accomplish that, huh?
If everything works out...
And if everything don't go as you plan it?
At least I try, sir.
Aren't you forgetting that Dr. Cater is also in this? My dear Dieter is perfect.
I know Dr. Cater loves Orion also. That's the whole delicacy. I think they're coming in. You go up there, darling. You go up. I think Dr. Cater's coming indoors also.
Come up, Molly, Loretta, please.
Please. Mr. Ray?
Didn't Orion come back from the movies with you?
She didn't come back with me. No, we were strolling on the road after we came out of the movies. We was walking and Dr. Cater evidently was visiting theater or something. And so the car stopped and Orion had on high heels. So I said to Orion, she should go in the car and she should ride to home with Dr. Cater. So she took his hike to Dr. Cater. They're coming in now.
Good night, Mr. Way. Good night. Molly.
Yes.
Molly, say good night and come up.
Yes. Yes, dear. Mom, my throat is a little red.
Your throat?
Yes, uh-huh. It's that her throat. Rosie, too, needs a little attention. Do you mind?
Well, why are you so troubled? You stood and was walking down the road. I said to you, darling, button up your neck. I know you got the delicate membrane. Open, let me see.
Ah.
Oh, so got a red hole again, say hello.
Ah.
Come by the light, I can't see. Excuse me, Mr. Ray.
You're a little inflamed
because I said button up the neck again, let me see.
Ah.
Got a red hole. Come up, sir. Come, you darling. The next time I say button, excuse me, Mr. Ray. The next time I say
button up the neck.
Hello,
Sue.
Hello.
Well, thanks very much for driving me home, Dr. Cater.
Oh,
No trouble at all. May I help you off your boat?
I'm going right upstairs.
Oh, what's your hurry, Oriane? Not early yet. How about some coffee?
Oh, the gold looks like I'm begging.
Oh, we don't have to make much noise. Do we, Mr. Way? Not unless we try. Hmm. Go on, like a good little girl, Oriane. Make some coffee, hmm?
I don't make very good coffee.
Well, I don't have to take.
I'm really very tired.
I see. Well, in that case, we can get right to the point and leave out the coffee making.
Oh, but if you really want coffee, I'll make it.
As you like.
Well, don't say anything very clever while I'm gone.
You see, I'm back again. It's quite obvious, Dr. Cater. I just want to straighten out a few points, and then we can face the facts.
I have been facing the facts. All the fog seems to be on your side of the fence.
Oh? Well, we'll straighten it all out.
Edward?
Yes?
May I see you a moment?
They're coming. Excuse me.
Goldberg. That's it. I just have to say a few words. See, I'm just looking for the thermometer.
Yes?
Dr. Cater, I have to see you something very special.
I'm looking for the thermometer.
What is it?
Dr. Cater, I just have to... if I could see you coming... Doctor, can I see you tomorrow? I'll call you on the phone. I have to see you very special.
Why, no, but...
I'm coming. I have to find the thermometer.
Mrs. Goldberg...
I'll call you, Doctor. Was Mrs. Goldberg down?
She just popped in to say goodnight.
Well, the water's on the stove. We just have to wait now.
And while we're waiting,
I don't feel like having any coffee. I hope you'll both excuse me. And good night.
Oh, just one minute, Mr. Way. I want particularly to talk to you.
I don't particularly want to talk to you.
Now, that's unfortunate. But I intend to talk. I want to know if Oriane has promised to marry you.
I don't see how that concerns you.
It concerns me as a physician. I happen to be treating your former wife for a nervous illness of which you're mainly the cause.
I think it's a disease that you both invented.
Oriane, are you marrying Mr. Way? I want to know if you two people intend to get married. I suppose that was the little tete-a-tete you called him into the kitchen for, wasn't it, Oriane?
For some reason, you seem to be getting more and more childish as the moments pass, Dr. Cater.
Hmm?
You'd better stop before you're a complete baby now.
If Oriane wants to marry you, Mr. Way, it's because you came crawling to Lastonbury after ruining your wife's life. Your incredible personal ambition led you into fraud and all kinds of financial skullduggery. You cheated thousands of poor people out of their money. You ruined them and you went to jail for it. The court stripped you of every cent you owned, and you ended up with a sentence which is still incompleted. Now you're out on parole. And this is the life and background you're offering Oriane. And she's willing to accept it if she is, because she pities you. It's the silly, sentimental reason for ruining her own life.
If you're through, you might as well go.
You're sorry for him, aren't you, Oriane?
No. I'm sorry for you.
But you don't answer my question.
I will, if you insist.
You don't have to worry, Anne.
I do insist.
I want to answer him. I am going to marry Mr. Way as soon as I can. As soon as he wants.
Why? Because you pity him?
No. Because I love him.
Chris wasn't a very good psychologist just now. And he'll probably get worse as time goes on, because no psychologist can advise himself.